With you again, this is Jen Verheeren of jenverheeren.com and Cadence Coaching. Courage is where we need to get to over and over in order to learn, to thrive, to achieve our goals, and to enjoy life. The word courage comes from the Latin word cor, which means heart. It originally meant to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart. Courage is about honesty and acceptance and then moving forward with clarity. Throughout the performance project, we are going to be discussing practices for accessing courage. These practices may require a high level of commitment and a willingness to really do the work because they often mean breaking old patterns, changing destructive beliefs, and forming new habits. None of this is rocket science. There may be nothing in here that you haven't heard before that you don't already know. My request is, though, that you approach these strategies with a new level of understanding and ownership for where you're at and what you want to achieve, and also with faith in what you are truly capable of. In order to feel confident and free to pursue our dreams, we all must cultivate courage first. Courage is not about being fearless. It's about acting despite fear and uncertainty. Courage is not a personality trait. It's an emotional state. Okay, courage is not a personality trait. It is an emotional state. You have the ability to access it and strengthen it. Courage is in all of us. To be courageous is to stay closely connected with who you are at your core and embrace your talents and imperfections fully. Remember, we talked about the fact that the fear cycle can be most effectively interrupted at the level of your mind. Your emotions are the result of your thoughts. So instead of trying to stuff or stop your emotions, you actually want to intentionally and repeatedly train your brain so that your thoughts reliably inspire positive emotions when you need them. This first practice I have discovered to be one of the most effective tools for getting into the zone and shifting your thinking in a whole variety of situations. It'll help you fill your mind with thoughts that inspire energetic calm or inspiration so there's no room for ants and your itty-bitty shitty committee to conspire. So mantra magic. The definition of mantra that we'll use here is that it's a word, a phrase, or a line from a song that you can say to yourself repeatedly in order to help you shift from one emotional state to another. Mantras traditionally help people focus their thoughts during meditation or religious ritual. They are reflective of a core belief or value. In this case, you want your mantra to inspire emotions that help you access courage, joy, a sense of calm, or a competitive fire, whatever you need. What is your mantra for your riding goal? It can be something an instructor said to you once that stuck with you. It can be a phrase from a song or simple words that help you stay focused and connected to your horse. A mantra is not directive. It does not remind you about what to do. Heels down or relax or more inside leg are not good mantras. They don't inspire and shift. In fact, as riders, we often have a running soundtrack in our heads reminding us of all the things we should be working on or the things we should be doing. This is, of course, necessary as a part of the learning process, but at some point, you want to trust your education and your knowledge and be able to hold thoughts that will take you to a higher level emotional state. Some examples of mantras that my clients have had are, like I said earlier, I am the storm, let it be, it's just you and me, rock star, stride by stride, let's dance. I worked with a trainer once who was feeling particularly frustrated with herself in warm-up. She kept thinking about what all the people around must be thinking about her, and she truly felt that she was making a fool of herself. And, of course, it's beside the point that she was a highly respected and very capable, successful trainer. She was so distracted by what she thought others were thinking about her, though, that she felt she was riding ineffectively in the warm-up. And then that was carrying over into her test riding. Her mantra became, the people that matter want me to succeed. The people that matter want me to succeed. This is so powerful. Instead of feeling judged, she started to feel supported and super clear about what did not matter. Her inner coach voice would start to take over when she allowed herself to really to say and to really believe the people that matter want me to succeed. I have another client who has a particularly hot and reactive Andalusian gelding. She would get reactive when she was riding him, and she needed a mantra to break that cycle. Her mantra became like a duck. Every time she said it to herself, she could feel stress and nerves wash away like water off a duck's back. At the first show she went to after she started using this mantra, she had people coming up to her asking her what she had done because they'd never seen her ride so well. That mantra really took her to a place of calm and equanimity that had been elusive to her on that particular horse. She even had it put on a bracelet so that she'd have that reminder with her whenever she needed it. I recently worked with a rider who was frustrated that she was riding very conservatively in the show ring. She knew that this was due to her desire to be perfect and the fact that she felt insecure when her horse's previous owner showed up often to watch. She felt tight and restricted when she was competing in a way that she did not feel in the warm-up or at home. She habitually got small in the competition ring. Her mantra became, "Watch me. Watch me." This inspired in her a feeling of pride and ignited her big why, which was to prove to herself that she could ride her horse as well or even better than anyone else. After you've used a mantra for a while, you might find that you need a new one. Evolve and change. It's okay. New challenges will show up all the time. You might also find that you need different mantras for different horses or different situations. Get in the practice of using mantras to help you focus your thoughts and get into the zone in a variety of scenarios. When I teach mental skills clinics that include riding, this really cool thing happens. Once the riders have come up with a mantra, it makes an obvious difference in the way they ride almost immediately. All the directives that ordinarily run through your mind while you're riding, because you think you'll forget to do them if you don't say them over and over to yourself in your head, all those things just start to happen. A mantra will help you put you in an emotional and mental state of focus that will allow you to remember all the things you know without even thinking about them. Certain position problems and training issues will simply go away because you are mentally, physically, and emotionally present and engaged. Using mantras help teach us to trust our own experience and education. The ants that go through your head when you're nervous can often serve as a barrier between you and your horse. They place your focus everywhere but on the present, and this can create anxiety for some horses. Some will just shut you out. I find that mantras, which are spoken or thought as if being spoken to the horse, are a really powerful way to strengthen the connection between horse and rider. They override outside distractions. When my client Lynn used her mantra, "It's you and me, Rockstar," she was able to forget about all the things that might happen and fully focus on her horse. She said she felt a sense of camaraderie and support with her horse rather than the sense of separation that was happening when she was thinking about all the bad things her mare might do at any given moment. They both became less spooky and were able to enjoy their rides. I have a young event rider who struggles with getting nervous and overriding in the show jumping phase. She felt she was not fully allowing her horse to do her job and it was costing them rails. Her mantra became, "Stride by stride, be the canter. Stride by stride, be the canter." She repeated that over and over to herself during her show jumping rounds and in practice. It helped her slow down her mind and regulate her breathing. It helped her wait for the fences to come to her and stay out of her horse's way. She completed her first intermediate level event last season with no faults in the show jumping. I'm giving you so many examples because people often draw a blank when they're first trying to come up with a mantra. It can be anything that makes you feel happy, calm, inspired, or pumped up. You know when you land it. You might feel your shoulders relax or take a big spontaneous breath or have a sense of peace come over you when you first say it. Think about the songs you can't help but sing along to in the car or quotes you've heard that strike a chord. Once you've got your mantra, practice using it in all kinds of situations, not just when you're in the saddle. Remember, one objective is to have no room left in your mind for ants or your inner critic voice. So when you notice them sneaking in, go immediately to your mantra and let it do its magic. This is a muscle that you will develop over time. Commit to using it regularly and changing the way you think in order to change the way you ride.